on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Lucky Joe's Water Pick, proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. Also brought to you by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Now, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Monday evening, and we welcome everybody back to another edition of the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're coming to you live from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon in Old Town Fort Collins. A beautiful night to come out and have some great food and drinks and talk some Colorado State basketball. Of course, as always, if you're not new to the show, you know how it works. If you are, we have an hour chock full of CSU hoops. First 30 minutes talking with Ryan Williams, women's basketball coach. And then Nico Medved joins us for the back half of the show. Help us welcome in Ryan Williams to the program. Ryan, good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks. What a great crowd tonight. Thanks for being here. Fun Monday night, Lucky Joe's.
Absolutely. A packed house here tonight and a lot of wins to talk about. Colorado State women off to a 5-1 start, and you have racked up victories since the last time I've talked to you. Racked up victories against Northern Colorado, Oral Roberts, a road win at Denver. You beat Lipscomb. And then just yesterday, I thought showed well against one of the best teams in the nation. Louisville was in town yesterday, and they would escape with a 15-point win. So we'll talk about Louisville here in just a moment, but let's kind of go back and talk about the overall start, Ryan, since I haven't seen you in a few weeks. 5-1 of the season, you already have a road win in your back pocket. Give me your thoughts through the first six games. How's the team coming together?
I just think if you look at those first six games, from a coaching standpoint, each game we've gotten better in a lot of different areas. You know, offensively we've grown and played better as a team. You know, defensively is where I feel like we've probably made the biggest move and held people well below their averages. And you know, it seems like each game the assignments that are missed are less and less. And so I was telling our staff, I feel like we're a lot farther along defensively than I ever thought we would be at this time, just with all the newness that we have. And, we play a little differently than probably what kids are used to defensively with our assignments. So I'm pleased with where we're at. We've had some kids, you know, I think everybody has had some really good performances here. I think everybody's kind of in the flow right now. Even last night, you know, Callie Clark and Sydney Meck kind of got going. You know, at DU, McKenna Hofschild really got going. Petra started getting going, making the three ball against Lipscomb. So I think we're just growing our chemistry. It's been fun. They're having fun in practice. And obviously we had a huge test against Louisville. But I think the fans can see that, you know, the quality of play has really picked up each game. And They're getting more comfortable with each other, and we're growing our basketball team. And that's all you really want to do in these early games is just to get better each night.
Yeah, again, the Rams sitting at 5-1 now on the season, and looking a little bit more in depth at some of those games from the past couple weeks. Let's start with the Northern Colorado game. I'm sure that seems like eons ago.
It does. Did we play him this year?
That's right.
Yeah.
It was only 2 weeks ago, but I had a chance to take in that game and watch you guys get off to such a slow start against them. And, of course, you know, in-state rival, you know UNC's coming in fired up. They played like it. They shot the ball well. All of a sudden, it was 17-5. And I think the fans of Moby Arena were a little bit stunned. But, boy, little by little, you guys were just able to chip in the lead, and then finally in the fourth overtake them.
Yeah, I mean, and they came out and made 7 of the first 12 three-pointers. I mean, they came out really lighten it up. And the kids that we were going to kind of let make three-pointers that, like, you know, shoot 17%, you know, she went 3 for 3, and our kids are looking at me like, Coach, I'm like, just play the percentages. The analytics will usually work out. And but we got down early, down 10 at half, I think it was. So we had to crawl out of a hole. And I think that was a really good learning experience for our kids. And we really defended that second half. And I thought they did a good job making some adjustments at halftime. We put Kendall Kinzer at the top to run our zone offense. And, you know, put McKenna on the wing. But we were able to get a lot of stops in that game in the second half and able to get out and run. It was kind of Upe's coming out game. She had a really good second half, not just shooting the ball, but had some really nice assists to Carly Murphy. So we made a lot of winning plays in that second half when, you know, the scoreboard wasn't really in your favor. And that's how it is. It's not always going to be perfect every single night. Teams are going to play well against you. And you still got to find a way to dig out of those holes. And I thought our team really grew up that night.
Yeah, that was the second win of the season for Colorado State. They would go 3-0 with the victory against Oral Roberts. Then about a week and a half ago, you have your first road test, another in-state rival. You go down I-25 to take on Denver. And, man, I'll tell you what, I was impressed. I mean, you guys really kind of took control of that game early. And, you know, look, I don't know how good you think Denver is, but whenever you can go on the road and pick up a victory in November, it's always a good thing.
Yeah, anytime you're playing DU, UNC, you know, it just – those types of rival games, I mean, they're going to be good, right? They're going to be ready for you. There's just a little extra edge that game. And, you know, DU's got some kids that can really shoot the three. I mean, the Jackson kid the other night made 10 three-pointers, and that's a school record for them. And she made zero against us. And so we really did a great job locking her up. But if you don't pay attention in that game, like Boyd had 2 points. Boyd had almost 40 points on CU 2 years ago. And so if you fall asleep and are breaking down in your assignments, they're going to get you. And they didn't. They couldn't get into any rhythm. I felt really good about just how we played throughout that basketball game. We had a really good third quarter, stretched the lead, you know, built a pretty substantial lead there in that fourth, and it was a great road win. And the road's never easy. Yeah. You know, any coach will tell you the road is never, ever easy. And so to get that first one with, again, a new group, it was a step in the right direction for our group.
Yeah, McKenna Hofshield had 27 points in that contest. In fact,
We should talk about her too. There, that was a good game by her. Yeah.
Well, and she was good that entire week. It was a Mountain West Conference Player of the Week for what she did. But 27 on the road. I mean, it's nice when you go on the road and your big players step up. I mean, you really have to have that.
Yeah, and McKenna had been kind of struggling with her three ball and just her confidence was just she was just struggling and fighting it a little bit. So. But she's in the gym every single morning getting shots up before practice. You know, we start practice about, you know, 8:15 every morning. So she's there about 7:30 getting a ton of shots up. So it was just a matter of time. And for her to get the first couple going against DU, then she hit a couple of step backs. Coach Burkett just said, Coach, it's going to be that night. And we were always, you know, when's that night going to come? When is she going to break out of this? And She was locked in and had a really good week, like you mentioned, a well-deserved Mount West Conference Player of the Week. So, you know, McKenna, she's if you give her some daylight and you put her in that high ball, she can do some fun stuff.
Yeah, I have a feeling it won't be her final Mountain West Conference Player of the Week award here this season. Obviously, we're still very, very early, but expect more big things out of McKenna as the season goes along. And then, you know, Lipscomb, you talk about Upe. She played really well in the games 8 days ago against Lipscomb. Petra Farkas played well for you that game as well.
Yeah, Petra goes 5 for 5, and she's somebody that was also just struggling. You know, she's just for a lot of different reasons. And so to see her make a couple three balls and how we made those threes off a really good assist by Bengi, really good assist by Callie Clark. So it was good team basketball. It was fun to see Petra just smile, you know, and kind of get relaxed out there. And, you know, she goes 5 for 5, like I said. Upe was really good driving the ball, had 21 points. Yeah, I was scared for that game.
Yeah.
You know, they had 5 kids that could really shoot the three ball at all 5 positions. So their 5 kids step out and stretch you. And so the way we really handled them defensively was, I was kind of shocked, but our kids were really locked in. It was a noon start, and I thought they came out, you know, shot out of a cannon and played really, really well for 40 minutes. And fun to see that.
Yeah, again, the Rams opened up 5-0 on the season. And then, of course, you knew you'd get a tough one yesterday.
Yeah, it was going to come to a screeching halt at some point. And yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's so. Right. And, of course, you have the 10th-ranked team coming into Moby Arena. And we look at the last game brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Louisville comes to town yesterday, and they jumped on you a little bit in the first quarter. They were up by 14, but yeah, you almost played them even the rest of the way, and Louisville ends up getting the 71-56 win. Obviously, you go into every game, you're hoping to win. This is a team that opened up the season at number six in the nation. They're now at number 10, but to give us the broad perspective, were you happy with the way your kids competed yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I mean, we went in with a plan, right? You always create a plan to win the game. And, you know, we had to do some things really, really well. Your margin for error is really small when you're playing a team that good. But we felt we could do some things and, you know, be competitive. The thing that probably – and we did that for three quarters, right? It was a – you take the last three quarters, Louisville beats us by three – or beats us by one – but it was that first quarter where we just to win a game like that, you've got to play with an edge. You've got to be really competitive, which our kids were. But you've also got to play with that composure. And I thought we just were just maybe a little too hyped, what have you. But we were just a little too just too many mistakes. Let's face it. And uncharacteristic mistakes. Like I told the kids, I don't care if the L.A. Sparks walked in here. You know, or the Lakers, or you wouldn't make those mistakes. I don't care how athletic, it was kind of some simple stuff that allowed them to get going, get some easy baskets at the rim. We fouled early, some silly turnovers that if we're playing with the poise that we should be playing with, that's not a 24-point quarter for them. You know, we really felt we could keep their quarters down to, you know, 14 to 16, you know, is where we had them. And the next best quarter for them after that was 16 points, I think. Right. So it was just – those are all good learning things. We'll have a really good film session tomorrow. But, you know, it was a lot of good things happened in that basketball game. We competed at a different level. But they come at you now. I mean, you know, their A to B is a lot quicker than our A to B. Their start, stop, how they get into a shot, the physicality. I think once we kind of got – used to that and you know, kind of woken up a little bit, I thought our kids were outstanding. But Louisville's very, very good. They're very disruptive. It was hard to run good offense. You know, they just had us out of whack most of the night, but we still found a way to not turn it over most of that game and get some quality shots up. We just needed more shots, and they weren't going to allow us to do that. But I was pleased with the effort. A good learning experience this early in the season. We'll grow from this game.
Yeah, Sydney Beck had 12 points. Carly Murphy, Callie Clark each chipped in with 10. I know Louisville hurt you a little bit on the boards as well. I think they out rebounded you by, 15, 17 boards. But playing that type of game against that kind of opponent and to have it in your own arena, I mean, that's those are positives, right? Do you like playing a game like that in November?
Yeah, it was a fun game, and to have that quality of opponent in your gym was really cool. And I thought our crowd was magnificent, by the way. I mean, I know a lot of them that are here tonight. Well, you guys were magnificent. I know our marketing team is here tonight. Thanks for getting a really good crowd into Moby yesterday. But our kids had fun, right? You want to play those types of games, and it's okay to get, you know, your brains beat in once in a while. That's how you get better if you respond the right way. And we had some moments where they really they took it at us. But, you know, they had some moments, too, that they're going to go back. And, you know, we exposed some of their things as well. But fun to have them here. What's even better is we don't have to go back. How fun is that? We don't have to go back to Louisville. So, but I've known Jeff for a long time, many years. And so it was – I thanked him for coming to Moby. He thanked me for hosting us because they have a hard time getting games. But fun game. And like I said, you mentioned Sidney Meck, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, we wanted Sidney to have a good game. And I was saying to our coaches during the fire show or whatever before the – I think Sydney's going to have a good game. It's kind of her type of game where the floor is spread. She can drive it pretty good, get into her pull-up. So to see her and Callie Clark kind of have a little coming out party I think it should grow their confidence. It should wake them up as far as, wow, you know, I can do this.
Right.
You know, so this should grow their belief in their ability and what they can get done on a basketball floor.
All right, so you like Louisville coming in, but maybe see UConn in here next year, Duke, Baylor?
Yeah.
Who's coming in next year?
Let's and let's raffle off who can coach those games.
That's right.
All right, let's do a raffle. So,
well, Nico could probably coach
against UConn. Nico's got him. Yeah. Hey, bring your team, too. it's fun. And you know what, too? Our kids have played against some of these kids in the AAU circuit, right? You know, the Under Armour circuit or the Adidas circuit or what have you. So they've played against these players, and so to be able to do it with a college team is a really cool experience for our players. And, you know, I think our fans enjoyed it. I think our fans really enjoyed that basketball game, seeing our Rams compete really well, seeing, you know, a team that's, you know, could be a Final Four team, to, in all honesty, Louisville. So we'll keep bringing those teams to Moby, but the plan is to beat them once in a while, right? So keep showing up. We'll get that done.
All right, the Rams sitting at 5-1 now on the season, and they're going to hop on an airplane for the first time this season and head down to the Arizona State Classic for a couple of games this weekend against Harvard and Texas San Antonio. We'll talk about those games and more tonight as we bring you back to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon for the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for a friendly folk in Irish stew. Song and dance, a ice cold brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
Waterpik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with Waterpik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. Waterpik was the inventor of the original Waterpik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same: to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
All right, we welcome everybody back to the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show. We are live, Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon in Fort Collins. We're in Old Town on a beautiful, beautiful Monday night. Great crowd here at Lucky Joe's as we talk Colorado State Rams basketball. The women's team off to a 5-1 start, and they're going to head on the road. We take a look ahead. It's brought to you by Alpine Gardens Landscapes, handcrafted for life. All right, the Rams are going to be down in Tempe, Arizona, the Arizona State Classic. All right, I can't host an engineer at the same time, folks. I guess, where's Joe? Anyway, Colorado State's going to be down in Tempe, Arizona, and they're going to take on Harvard and UTSA coming up Saturday and on Sunday. And, well, first off, let's talk about how this tournament came about. You weren't able to get a game with Arizona State, and I know you guys were originally supposed to play Arizona State down there.
Yeah, we were scheduled. You know, if you can remember, Arizona State was in our arena 2 years ago, and so this was the return game to Tempe, and so we were to do it last year, but with COVID, kind of got nixed. We said we would go to their tournament, so we thought we'd be playing Arizona State and then somebody else, but. That was the plan for the longest time, and then we got the schedule here kind of mid-fall, and it was the tournament schedule, and it had us with Harvard and UTSA. So I don't know if they're ducking us or what, Ram fans, but no, I doubt they are. You know, they got us pretty good here, if you remember. But Harvard is a really good basketball team who we open up with, and we've been watching film on them all day today. Their record is a little deceiving. They haven't got off to the best start. I think they're 2-4 right now. But they didn't play any games last year. So this is you can kind of see each game they're progressively getting better. But they shoot it from every position. And they're just all these, I think, really strong fundamental technicians out there. They pass, they dribble, they shoot. Obviously very intelligent players. And so we've got our work cut out for us against Harvard. But it's going to be fun to go play in a tournament. Back-to-back games, Saturday, Sunday, very similar to a Mount West Conference. So we're going to treat it like that and get some of that familiarity with the Mount West Conference tournament and use this that way.
Yeah, again, Harvard coming up on Saturday, 3 p.m. down in Tempe. UTSA Sunday also at 3 p.m. down in Tempe. You mentioned Harvard sitting at 2-4. They have victories over Boston and Northern Illinois, and a UTSA off to a 1-4 start. Their lone win coming against Incarnate Word down there in San Antonio. But first time you guys are going to go really on a road trip, and you're going to be in a plane, in team hotels. And I know that's good to get one of these early in the season, so you can get a little camaraderie. And not that you guys don't have that already, but I know when you go on the road, you have a chance to kind of build that team bond.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, the road is fun. I mean, we love playing in Moby Arena. That's the most fun thing. But playing on the road where you're just with your group, you know, it's just your 12 players and your coaches against the opposing fans, that's a really cool thing. And the team bonding that you can do, I think, is a really important thing. And to grow your basketball team, and you know, we're gonna have a little fun on the trip. I mean, we're gonna top golf it, I think, one night, and you know, they set that up for you. You know, so this is a nice tournament Arizona State puts on. You know, that they've got a movie night. We're gonna go to a movie, so you know, I don't know which one, but yeah, it's fun. Hey, I think the weather will be nice. All right. I think it's going to be 80 degrees. Not that it's not been nice here. How well do we have it here in Fort Collins,
yeah,
folks?
Amazing.
I mean, what a place to live and go to school and coach and be amongst all of you. So we're going to represent well at Arizona State.
All right, again, Harvard on Saturday at 3, and it's UTSA Sunday at 3 p.m. Also want to throw this out there in regards to women's basketball. Of course, today it's Cyber Monday. Of course, that's a new thing, right? I mean, it's always been Black Friday, but now it's Cyber Monday.
My wife every Monday says, Ryan, it's Cyber Monday. Every single Monday. Is it only one time a year?
It's only one time
a year.
It is? Yeah, you need to tell Lindy that.
Say, oh, hey, my Lord.
You've been pulling the wool over my
Golly.
Eyes too long on this thing. But Colorado State will host CSU Pueblo. The Thunderwolves coming to town on December the 12th. And today, you can get four tickets for $16, four for $16. So if you're thinking about coming out to a women's game, that'd be a great time to come out and do it. Again, to get CSU Pueblo on the 12th, four tickets for $16. You go to the website and put in the code word cyber, and you can get a great deal on tickets. Ryan, thanks so much. Good to get back with
you.
And best of luck down there in Arizona.
All right, happy holidays, everybody.
All right, head coach Ryan Williams there joining us here on the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Nico Medved comes up next following this timeout from Learfield in the Colorado State Sports Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Go on. Guess what this sound is. That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy so you can make the most of Colorado. No matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com. Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk. I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for friendly folk in Irish do. Song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
At Canvas Truist Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, we're back here on this Monday evening, Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, the Coors Light, Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Big thank you to Ryan Williams for joining us, talking about some Colorado State women's basketball. Now time to switch gears and talk some men's hoops and welcome in Nico Medved to the program. Nico, good seeing you. All you guys have done is win a tournament and start 7-0. Ho-hum, nice start.
Feels good.
Feels good. I'll tell you what, it's been a heck of a start for the season for the Colorado State men's basketball team. Of course, expectations are as high as they have been in the last number of years, and you guys are matching those expectations early here this season. Rams go down to the Virgin Islands. They win the Paradise Jam. Victories against Bradley, Creighton, and Northeastern. And then came back here this past Saturday and knocked off UNC 88-79 in a highly, highly entertaining basketball game. Probably put a few more.
Not so much for me, but for the fans it was.
I was going to say, the fans got their money's worth. I'm not sure if the head coach wanted them to get their money's worth like that. But
we're all about the fans here.
We are about the fans.
Yeah.
But it was a great game. So we'll talk about the UNC game here coming up in just a moment, but we'll hit that rewind button all the way back to the Paradise Jam. And well, you guys go down to the Virgin Islands. You knew it was going to be a pretty good field down there. And, you know, hoping to win three games and a tournament-style atmosphere. I'm sure you guys had an absolute blast.
It was. It was awesome, too. We had a really nice contingent of fans that came down, and that was really cool. And it was a great setting down there on the island. They do a great job putting on the tournament, you know, in tough circumstances. And obviously our guys performed and found a way to win. And so that was a lot of fun. And, you know, the Creighton game, our guys played outstanding, I thought. The last game we did not play so outstanding, you know, in the first half. We had to make a few adjustments at halftime that way. But our guys came out and just played with a ton of fire in the second half, and they just have a never-quit mentality and stayed so poised and emotionally got over what happened to them in the first half and found a way to get a huge win against a Northeastern team. I think a lot of our fans probably don't realize is a really good program and, you know, is picked to be one of the best teams in their league. And so that was a good win for us.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of fans do know that. And of course, why would you? It's on the other side of the country in a conference, you know, Ram fans probably don't pay much attention to. But, you know, you get that with, I think, 358 Division I basketball teams. It's, you know, you don't know about everybody. There's a lot of good teams out there that don't necessarily have that name recognition.
I'll say this. I think our fans would appreciate it. Obviously, Colorado, right, the Buffs were in that field. They ended up getting beat, you know, so we didn't have the opportunity to play them in the last game. And, you know, so be it. But it was funny. They were on our flight home, right, from the Virgin Islands. So we had connected in Atlanta, and so their team and coaches were on the plane, and we were. So it's kind of funny. We get on the flight from Atlanta, and we're heading back to Denver. And, you know, like they do sometimes, all the teams are on there, and the PA gets on. So, hey, we want to send a huge congratulations to the Colorado State basketball team for winning the Paradise Jam. And it was just fun to watch Tad Boyle and all the Colorado State Buffs have to sit there and listen to us. So we didn't get to beat them this year, but at least they had to watch us win. So that's the next best thing. So
that is
it was kind
gold.
Of fun.
Absolute
it was gold.
Gold. Yeah. Well, that's very cool. And yeah, Colorado loses the first game, and I think you're probably were hoping they may make it to the championship game to play them, because there is no regular season game. And you know, their metrics, their numbers are good too. It would have given you another resume building win. You did get some of those down there. Creighton, good basketball team. We know they have a lot of new players, really athletic, and a game in which your team hits 23s.
Yeah, usually if you make 23s, you got a good chance to win. And as we saw the other night, if you let somebody make 18, you have a tough time winning, you know. So, but yeah, what a great performance. I mean, David Roddy was so phenomenal in that tournament. I mean, just all the way around. I mean, just kept coming back and making play after play after play. And he's such a difficult matchup. I mean, all our guys. Isaiah Stevens was terrific too, but it would have been hard to ask more from David Ride. And he obviously got us started in that Creighton game by making all those shots. And it's really fun when the ball goes in the hoop like that.
Yeah, no question about that. David Ride hit 7 threes in that contest. We've talked probably on this show this year about David and how he takes that next jump and to the next level as a player. And I think he shot 19% from three as a freshman, 27-28 last year. But, man, I know he really worked on that outside shooting to become a legitimate three-point shooting threat.
No, he has. He's put in a ton of work. I think that and that shows up in his confidence, his ability to make those shots. There's no hesitation. And I think his skill level continues to improve. And then the other thing is, you become older, I think just emotionally, he's grown so much, you know, handling the ups and downs within a game, from game to game. He's just doing such a great job of handling that, and doesn't get too up, doesn't get too down, just keeps playing. And so it's been really fun to watch.
All right, again, the Rams get the Paradise Jam win. They beat Northeastern in the championship game. That was a week ago here tonight, and you win 71-61. But as Nico alluded to, Colorado State was down big in that game, down big at halftime. In fact, trailed by as many as 20 early in that second half. I'm just curious, what was the halftime speech like to get your guys back locked in to have a comeback like that, second largest comeback in school history?
Well, this is a family program, Brian, so we wouldn't want to ruin that. Every once in a while, I have it in me. That way. And so it was just one of those nights you could just see we did not have the energy we needed to on that end, and they really mucked the game up too. And so that made it. But, you know, we came out in the second half and we decided we were going to have to pick up full court and press these guys a little bit, and we were going to have to do something to pick up our energy and get after them. And that's what we did. We did, and you could just start to feel the momentum change. I don't know what the run was, a 33-6 or whatever it was. Those are hard to do, but man, our guys just showed a ton of confidence. We really dug in on the defensive end. And once that momentum started to turn, you could just feel it. And our bench was awesome. They came in, and our depth, I thought, really, really paid off. But it started with us coming out of the locker room determined that we were really going to crank up the intensity on defense. And it turned out to be a great win by us.
Yeah, against 71-61, the final score, Rams over Northeastern. They take down the Paradise Jam Championship down there at the Virgin Islands. First championship win since the 2014 season when they took the Great Alaska Shootout on a basketball team that would go on to win a lot of games that year in that 14-15 season. All right, so the Rams are 7-0 on the season. They picked up win number 7 on Saturday in a highly entertaining game, as we mentioned, against Northern Colorado. We'll talk about that when we come back. The Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show tonight. We're live, Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon from Learfield, the Colorado State Sports Network.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step. So you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you, or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado, Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for friendly folk in Irish stew. Song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least till 2. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Hey, CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage Showerhead. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See Shelter agent Kyle Henning in Boulder, Amanda Shiflett in Westminster, or Morella Gomez in North Glen today.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. A couple more segments left here in the program tonight. We're live from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're going to be here next Monday night as well. In fact, the next two Monday nights, talking Colorado State Ram basketball with Ryan Williams and head coach Nico Medved. We continue to talk Colorado State men's hoops off to a 7-0 start. They picked up their 7th win on Saturday against Northern Colorado at Moby Arena. 88-79 was the final score in that game, but it was not easy. It's a UNC team that came in, and man, did they shoot the lights out. They hit 18 threes in the game, but Colorado State closed the game on a 17-5 run to put it away, and they picked up their 7th win of the season. You know, Nico, it's funny, you and I were talking in your office before that game, talking about the fact that Northern Colorado was an elite shooting team. They had a couple of guys on their team that are elite shooters that were really struggling. Bodie Hume being the main topic of that one. And wouldn't you know it, they come out and just go boom, 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 hit three after three after three to open up the game.
Yeah, we didn't mean to give them their confidence back.
I know.
But we did. And, you know, it was one of those games where, you know, we let a few guys get a couple looks early, and then sometimes, you know, Ryan said it here, you play against these other teams and they have really good players too, and you run into those games where guys just have it going, and then pretty soon everything they throw up, you know what I mean, looks like it's going in, and they're making contested ones, and you got to give that team a ton of credit. I thought they played, I mean, they came in here and gave us their best shot, you know, and we expected that. I expected they would play that way, and that's what they did. You know, a huge game, obviously, for them, and it was a big game for us, obviously, too, but they played great. Bodie Hume's a terrific player. I wish we would have had the chance to recruit him, you know.
Right.
I told them that after the game,
yeah.
You know, but hopefully we don't have to play him again.
Yeah, that's right. He was at 30 points for Hume, and really, I mean, couldn't do anything wrong the first, 35 minutes of the game. And then he struggled near the end, missing some free throws and had a foul 90 feet away from the hoop. But that's a kid who's a preseason all Big Sky player that just has not been able to get it going, but he had it going against you guys. You know, I thought it was interesting. They jumped up by 10 points early in that game. But then you guys come back with a, I think it was a 14-3 run. All of a sudden you guys go up what, I think about seven or eight.
We were up nine, up really, nine. At one point, and I thought we did a really poor job of finishing the first half. I thought we went on a run, and I thought we took four bad shots in a row. Our defense was poor, and, like, we have to finish that half better, you know, and then they went in with the lead, and that was really discouraging the way we finished that half. And I think for us, like, some of it, you just got to emotionally get over it. Yeah, they made some tough shots in it, but you got to get over it. You got to just get that Glazik out of it. You got to go out there, and this is going to be a ball game. And to our guys' credit, they do that. You know, they just kept battling. They don't look flustered. They just keep playing. I thought our bench was awesome. And I thought we came in on our bench and we made a couple of changes defensively on matchups. I thought Chandler Jacobs came in and changed the game when we put him on Bodie Hume, and we put kind of a smaller, quicker guy on him and got underneath him a little bit. And I thought that really helped us. And our bench's pressure, I thought, over the course of the game got to him. And we mixed up a couple of our coverages defensively. And then I just thought we kind of wore them down and just made a few more plays than they did.
Yeah, Colorado State gets 39 points off their bench on Saturday. You've talked about Jacobs, Division II kid coming from Dallas Baptist, has to kind of get used to this level of basketball. But you said one area where he could really develop for you guys is perimeter defense, because he's so athletic, and I think we got a glimpse of how good he can be defending the perimeter.
Yeah, he's got a lot of versatility that way, and you know, a guy like that who's maybe bigger than him but is more of a guy who wants to shoot jump shots, I think a guy like him can really be good for us. And so he's starting to really buy into that role, and he's getting better and better every day in practice. And that's hard. You know, he comes in as a graduate transfer, a guy who has a completely different role on this team than he's had his entire career at his last stop. That takes time. It takes time to figure it out. And where can you really impact? Where do you get your shots from? How does that look? And it was really fun to see him come in, and I thought he changed the game. And he made a couple of big baskets for us, too. Got to the hoop a couple of times and scored. And I thought his energy really, really, sparked us in that second half, and we absolutely had to have it. And that was really fun to see. And our bench has just been awesome for us this season.
Yeah, they really have. Jacobs had a big and one during that run. And then, you know, what can you say about John Tonjay? I mean, here's a kid that goes for 31 in that season opener and just looked like a confident kid. And he continues to play well for you. And to have a guy who can score like that coming off the bench for you is a nice thing to have, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and he, again, when he gets that look in his eye, he's a little bit like that. That first one goes down for him and he starts feeling comfortable. He can put the ball in the hoop. And so he was just one of those guys that, again, he had it going in that game. And, again, as fans, I think for a while, what both teams, it looked like defense was optional, right? And it was just score, score, score. And I know the fans like to see that, too. But I thought Tonjay played great. Jacobs played great. Jalen Lake, I thought, was terrific, yep, too. I thought people are seeing him really come into his own. And then, you know, Isaiah Stevens just did a phenomenal job down the stretch of kind of being the closer and making the plays when we needed him to.
Yeah, and Deshaun Thomas got you going in the first half offensively. I know you played more small ball in the second half. That certainly limited the minutes for DT, but he was terrific shooting the basketball too. You mentioned Isaiah Stevens, and I was talking to Aaron Katsuma, your director of basketball ops, before the game. We're just kind of chatting about the Virgin Islands, and said, you know, he goes, I think it was 19 assists to one turnover in the last two games for Isaiah Stevens. I mean, think about that, 19-1. And then he comes up with six more assists on Saturday. He has 25 assists compared to just two turnovers in the last three games.
And it's unbelievable. And you think about Creighton, I think he had 17 and 11 and no turnovers, against Creighton. And if you don't think that's good, go look at everybody else's stats in college basketball and look at how many other guys are doing that right now.
Right.
And he's one of those guys. He knew coming into this year intentionally he was going to have to do a better job of taking care of the ball. At times last year he turned the ball over. But to see somebody talk about it, but then to come in intentionally and do what he's doing is just terrific. And, you know, David's playing at such an elite level, or, you know, but I think sometimes he's getting a little bit lost in the shuffle of what he's doing right now, and he's playing at a high, high level.
Yep, indeed. Isaiah Stevens, 20 points, 6 assists, 2 steals in that contest, and nearly played 37 minutes in the game. And
yeah, he's never coming out.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's like, Isaiah?
Yeah, I might ask for a sub, and I'll just ignore him.
That's right.
That's kind of how this is going to go.
And you just kind of look the other way.
I want to say what else, too. I thought, you know, we didn't have students on Saturday.
Right.
I thought our fans were awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so cool to see. We had a great crowd, and those guys are close to score. They really got into that game in the second half, and if you don't think that that helped us win that game. Yep. Our fans were awesome, and so that's been great, and it'd be great to get our students back this week too. But man, I can't thank you enough. The people who showed up and cheered their tail off, you guys really made a difference there on Saturday.
Yep, absolutely, without question, the fans were awesome, and yeah, they're going to make a big difference coming up here this week. Rams have two home games: Little Rock coming in on Wednesday at 7 p.m., and then a huge game against St. Mary's on Saturday at 2 p.m. All right, we'll take our final timeout of the night. We'll be back. Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Spur, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for friendly folk in Irish do. Song and dance at Ice Cold Brew, every night at least till 2. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
See Agent Darren Potts in Evans or Amanda Olaby in Fort Collins and get the insurance coverage you need at the right price.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same: to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game.
Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back one final time here tonight. Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're going to be here all winter long for the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. All right, wrapping up our conversation here with head coach Nico Medved. The Rams sitting at 7-0 on the season. Again, two more home games. So if you haven't had a chance to get out and watch this basketball team, you get chances here at the start of December, and then you won't see them again for a month, at least not in person. They don't play at home again until January 4th. So if you do want to come out, see the Rams, this is the week to do it. Wednesday against Little Rock and then Saturday against St. Mary's. Start on Wednesday, Arkansas. I think they dropped Arkansas from their name. Everything I saw just is just Little Rock. Little Rock. Yeah, remember, it used to be Arkansas Little Rock back in the day. But the Trojans of Little Rock, I think they changed their mascot, too. They weren't always the Trojans, I don't think.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
Give us a scouting report on Little Rock.
Really big physical team. Have dealt with some injuries early in the year. They've got a terrific big kid. It'll be the best big kid we've played against so far this season. He's been out, got injured last couple games. I think he'll be back. He's a good player. They're big, they're physical, they're really aggressive. It's going to be a battle. They're well coached. It's been a program that's done really, really well. You had the COVID year, but the year before, they were right there contending for their league. So it's gonna be a really tough game, and so they all are. It's college basketball. I mean, look at what goes on. Dayton loses three games, bye games at home, and then they go beat Kansas.
Yeah,
it's college basketball is crazy. It's what makes it such a great sport, and every night out is difficult. You're presented with a new set of challenges, and first things first, we got to really focus and try to play well on Wednesday.
Yeah, Little Rock Wednesday at 7 p.m. Moby Arena. They come in at 4-3 in the season. Then you get St. Mary's coming in on Saturday. It's a resume-building opportunity for you and your ball club. St. Mary's off to a 6-1 start. They're really good. They took second place in that Maui invite. Wins over Notre Dame. They hammered Oregon. And then just did get tripped up in the championship game against a very good Wisconsin team.
Yeah, they're tough as nails. They're veteran. They're elite defensively. They're as physical of a team as you'll play against. They had a couple guys that got injured. One key player got injured in our game, actually, last year, who's back. And they've got another terrific young guard on their roster. And they're very, very good. They're one of the better teams that we'll see all season, and a team that I think is definitely an NCAA tournament team. We'll obviously turn our attention to that later in the week, but obviously considering what happened there last week, that's a game that we have circled, and hopefully Moby will be rocking, and we'll need everything we have that day to try to get out of there with a win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you figured Moby should be absolutely packed coming up on Saturday, and if you have friends, go tell your friends, get everybody out to Moby Arena on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon. It'll be a fun one. It is an afternoon game, 2 p.m.
Love it.
And I know it was originally scheduled for 9 p.m. and said, we'll take it at 2 p.m.
Let's get the fans. Let's get our fans out there and have an opportunity for them. It's going to be hopefully a great Saturday. It's going to be a great Wednesday. Yep. I'm excited to get back to Moby. Our students are back. And, hey, come on, check us out. The fans have made such a difference so far, and let's keep it going.
All right, Nico, best of luck.
Thank you. Go Rams.
All right, that's head coach Nico Medved. Thanks for tuning in here tonight for Priscilla Martinez back at Learfield Master Control. Head coach Nico Medved, Ryan Williams, Brian Roth saying so long from Lucky Joe's.
The Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show has been brought to you by Lucky Joe's, Water Pick, proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams, Bank of Colorado, there's only one, Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill, and by UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.